Kshuvos Parchas Mishnah Beis. Rabbi Shimon Cholek Bein Nechasim Menechasim. Rabbi Shimon says that there's a difference between different types of possessions. Nechasim Hayedun Lebal, those possessions that the husband knows about, Lo Timkar, she should not sell them. V'Machav V'Nasim, if she sold them or gave them away as a gift, Batel, the sale is invalid. She'enam Yedun Lebal, however, possessions which the husband does not know about, Lo Timkar, she should not sell. V'Machav V'Nasim, however, if she sold them or gave them away as a gift, Kayim, that sale or that gift is valid. Suvos Parakas Mishnah Gimel. Nafluna Kisafim, if she received money, Yilakach Ben Karka, she should buy with it land, Vahu Ochel Peros, and he should eat the fruits of the land. Peros had Tlushim in Akarka. What if she receives or makes an income of fruit that are not connected to the ground? What do we do with them? Yilakach Ben Karka, the wife should buy with them property, land, and he should eat the fruit. What about fruit that are still connected to the ground? We should evaluate the ground, how much that piece of land, that piece of property is worth with fruit and without fruit. And that difference, they should buy land with that difference, and the husband should eat the fruit. The Chachamim say, however, Hamukhubarim lakarka shalo, all the fruit that is attached to the ground belongs to the husband. Batlushim akarka, and that which is disconnected from the ground, shala, that belongs to the wife. Vilakach ben karka, and what you should do with the fruit that belongs to the wife? You should buy land with it. Vuachal peros, and the husband will eat the fruits.